الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم أن أدوا إلي عباد الله إني لكم رسول أمين صلوات Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the Anbiya and Mursaleen, the prophets and the messengers, and the A'imma alayhimu salatu wassalam for the hadaf and purpose of guidance. And they are in the way of guidance, there are several ahdaf and purposes mentioned in various ayat of Holy Quran, and some of them we learn in the light of the hadith, starting from the fact that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I did not create the jinn and the humans except to worship me, in other words. So the jinn and the human is created to worship for the ibadat of Allah. But the final goal of creation, final goal of wahi and tashri', revelation and the sharia which is sent on our messenger and the previous messengers, is to take the people, the humanity, out of zulumat, darknesses, towards the noor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 16, that yahdillahu man taba'a ridwanahu subul as-salami wa yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur bi'idhnihi wa yahdihim ila siratin mustaqim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those who follow His rida and pleasure and towards the paths of salamat, and Allah guides them towards the paths of salama, and according to His hukum He takes them out of the darknesses to the noor, to the straight path. So this is how we learn that the purpose of the final goal and the final purpose of wahi, revelation, and the tashri', the legislation of the sharia, is to reach the noor from the zulumat. So the rest of the ahdaf and goals that we learn, being worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise learning about installing of the Hukumatul Adl wal Qist, Iqamatul Adl wal Qist, installing the justice in the society, which is also one of the ahdaf, one of the confirmed ahdaf of the Mursaleen, the messengers of Allah, and the A'imma alayhi salatu wasalam, to install the hukumat of adl and justice. Well, this is something which is in the middle level, or it is in the mutawassit level. So that's obviously the final goal, is to take the people to the nur. And this final goal is mentioned in three of the ayat in the Holy Quran, of Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 9, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1, and Surah Ibrahim, verse number 5. So I'll just read Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1 to you, the ayat number 1, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. This is part of the ayat. So the book that we have revealed to you, so you can take the people out from the darknesses to the noor. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So this is the hadith. Now likewise in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 5, there is one more point which I would like to mention that ayat as well, because of that more point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. We have definitely sent Musa with our signs, بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to take out your people from the darknesses to the noor. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, and remind them about the ayam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayamullah. Our scholars, my teacher says in his tafsir, that one of the duties of Prophet Musa alayhi salam is to remind the people about the ayam Allah. Now, the reason why his duty is to remind the people about ayam Allah is because it helps him towards the hadaf. So that's where my teacher says, anything that helps the messenger or the prophet towards the hadaf is part of his duty. So likewise, Iqamatul Adl is one of the great helpers. Installing the hukumat of Adl and Qist, is definitely one of the great helpers towards installing the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why it's one of the duties of all the Anbiya and Aimma to work hard for Iqamatul Adl, installing of the hukumat of Adl and Qist. Just like all those things, the rest of the things which are helpful towards the hadaf of Anbiya are given to the prophets. What are those? For example, ismat. Isn't right? Ismat of Anbiya is given to every prophet and every rasul and every imam because it's helpful towards the same hadaf. Tibul mawlid. All the Anbiya are tayyibul wulada. Isn't it right? It's impossible for Nabi or Rasul or Imam not to have the tibul wulada, means born. It's waladul halal, their birth is with taharat and tib, and they are clean and pure and at the time of their birth. So there is impossible for a Nabi or Rasul or Imam to not have the tibul wulada. The opposite of that is khabisul khubsul wulada, khabisul wulada, waladul haram, God forbid. So no prophet or no Rasul or no Imam can be like this. So all these sifat, likewise, Husnul Sawt, ulama of Kalam, the scholars of Ilm al-Aqaid, they say the Anbiya have good voice, and likewise the good face, good looks, good appearance is part of the same hadaf. Sakha, generosity, every prophet has to be generous. Tanazzuf, cleanliness, every prophet has to, if a prophet is not clean, people won't like to even come close to him. Isn't it right? Likewise, sabr. Likewise, having this sabr and resilience and patience. And rest of the kamalat, and adam or naqs al udu, a'da'ul badan, parts of his body cannot have naqs. Is it right? So you don't find the Anbiya being sent and the Anbiya are blind. You don't find that. Or having illnesses which are repulsive. A munaffir, people get mutanaffir and they get repelled from the Nabi. It's impossible for any Prophet or Nabi or Rasul or Imam to have any of those things. The reason why all these things are there is what ulama of Ilm al-Kalam say, that all these sifat and attributes help the Anbiya and the Mursaleen and the A'imma for the hadaf of the purpose and the hadaf of the nubuwwat and hadaf of risalah and hadaf of the imamah. Likewise, iqamatul adl wal qist, installing the government hukumat of adl and qist, is similarly mu'assir for the hidayah, and this is why it's one of their ahdaf to all the mursaleen and a'imma are worked hard to install the hukumatul adl. Now, our religion is such a jami' and comprehensive, all-inclusive religion which has the ahkam related to every field of human life, isn't it right? Personal matters, financial matters, political fara'il and duties, social matters, family affairs, everything is included. And this religion obviously cannot be restricted in telling the masail al-fiqhiyah only, or Nabi sits in a corner, or Rasul sits in a corner, or Imam sits in a corner, he's munzawi, he's disconnected to the rest of the society, and he sits there and just tells the ahkam al-fiqhiyah, masail shakiyat, salat, ahkam of shakiyat, and this and this, and it has nothing to do with the society. All the mawalim and dhulm which is happening to the mu'mineen and the muslimeen and mustad'afeen, we don't care about all that, and we just turn our blind eye to all that. This is impossible. Impossible for the Anbiya to turn their blind eye to the mazalim and the zulm towards anybody. They will not just restrict their activity in telling the masail al-fiqhiyah, and they will not restrict their activity in doing the inzar and tabshir only, that they keep on telling the, warning the people about the haram things and giving basharat and glad tidings about the sawab and reward, and that's it. And they personally do not work hard for the iqamatul adl. It's impossible. It's impossible for any Nabi or Rasul or any Imam to restrict the activity only in just telling the right thing and doing nothing about it. This is not possible. So all the Mursaleen and A'imma have been working hard for iqamatul adl, iqamatul qist. This is one of the ahdaf of the Mursaleen and the A'imma alayhi salam. And obviously, Quran has clearly said, Surah An-Nahl, نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We revealed upon you the book which is it describes for you everything. So every ihtiyaj, every need, every necessity of the life which is, which is going to help in some sort for the hidayah, for the guidance of the humanity, is told by Allah, sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the ihtiyajat and needs related to hidayat is found in the Holy Quran. This is there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the mubayyin, and the muallim, and the munaffiz is the one who describes those ihtiyajat, those needs mentioned in the Holy Quran, and he's the one who teaches, he's the muallim, and he's the munaffiz, he's the one who executes the needs of the society related to the hidayat. And all the sifat and attributes to the highest level have been given because Prophet directly was under the ta'deeb, under the adab and teaching from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet says, Addabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'deebi. Allah provided me the teachings of adab, adab, etiquettes, akhlaq, isn't it right? So, and fa ahsana ta'deebi, he did it, he taught me the ta'deeb, the adab, in the best way. And some another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Addabani Rabbi fa addabtu aliyyan. Allah taught me the adab, then I taught it to Ali alayhi salam. Obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the wasatatul fayd. He is the means of transferring of the blessings of Allah for Imam Ali alayhi salam, and likewise the rest of the a'imma alayhi salam. So when the Prophet is empowered with the ilm and adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the sifatun hasana, sifatun jameela, all the beautiful spiritual attributes in the highest level, this is the reason when he has those attributes, so it makes sense why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qalam, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly you are on the exalted character. So his akhlaq is the greatest of all, in other words. And so he, this kind of Prophet who has the sifat on the highest level, sifatun akhlaqiyya on the highest level of azmat, he deserves to be the munaffiz and the one who installs the ahkam of the wahi and the shar. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says in his hadith that in Allah azza wa jal adaba nabiyyahu fa ahsana adabahu. Certainly Allah provided the adab, akhlaq, the teachings of akhlaq, in other words, to the Holy Prophet. And fa ahsana adabahu, Allah taught him in the best way, the adab. Falamma akmala lahu al-adab, when his adab and akhlaq was at the most perfect and kamil level, then it became perfected and completed, qala, Allah said, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Holy Prophet, this is the dalil that his akhlaq is on the climax. ثُمَّ فَوَّضَ إِلَيْهِ أَمْرَ الدِّينِ وَالْأُمَّةِ. Then Allah submitted to the Prophet the charge of the religion and the ummah. So when this kind of akhlaq and sifat and jameela are found to the highest level in the Holy Prophet, now he deserves to have the control and the charge of the religion in his hand and the charge of the ummah in his hand. So he is the hakim, maula, isn't it right? Wali, the ruler over the entire, everyone, over the entire ummah. So, isn't it right? That's what he asked in the Yawm al-Ghadir. Man awla al-nas bil-mu'minina min anfusihim. قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Who has the most, more authority and right over the mu'mineen, among the people, over the mu'mineen, than the mu'mineen have over their own selves. And they said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. And that's where Prophet says, أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَايَ وَأَنَا مَوْلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنَا أَوْلَى بِهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Certainly Allah is my master, my mawla, my hakim, and I am the hakim of the people. I am the mawla, means hakim. And ana awla bihim, and I have more authority of the over the people than they have over their own selves. So I don't have more authority over myself. Rasulullah has more authority and hukumat over me. And then he says this statement, you know, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. So ثُمَّ فَوَّضَ إِلَيْهِ أَمْرَ الدِّينِ وَالْأُمَّةِ لِيَسُوسَ عِبَادَهُ. So that Prophet can do the siyasat. لِيَسُوسَ عِبَادَهُ. Prophet can do the siyasat over the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is the sa'is. Prophet is the one who is the right to do the siyasat and political leadership over the people. فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Then Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that Allah said, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the Prophet gives you, take it. And whatever he stops you from, فَنْتَهُ. So you keep away from it, you leave it. So everything that Prophet commands us, according to this ayat of Holy, in the light of this ayat of Holy Quran, everything that Rasulullah commands us and orders us to do, it is wajib upon us to obey the ahkam and the commands and the ahkam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كان مسددا. Then Imam Salih al-Islam says Rasulullah was musaddad, means assisted with the tasdeed and مسددا موفقا مؤيدا بروح القدس. He was assisted, giving the tawfiq, given the ta'yid and assistance through the ruh al-qudus. لا يزل ولا يخطي, nor he gets, you know, deviated or, you know, away from the straight path. In other words, didn't get deviated, nor can go to the other wrong side. In other words, nor he can do a mistake. في شيء مما يسوس به الخلق فتأدب بآداب الله. In anything that he does the siyasat towards the creatures, that means during his rule over the creatures, everything that he does, he has no chance of any mistake. There is no mistake, there is no possibility of any inharaf, of misguidance or deviation. And فتأدب بآداب الله. So we can read it in two ways, you know, فَتَأَدَّبَ بِآدَابِ اللَّهِ or فَتَأَدَّبْ بِآدَابِ الْآدَابِ اللَّهِ. So it's our responsibility, according to one of the ways of reciting it, to have the adab and akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the ziyaratul jami'ah, which is one of the best ziyarat that we have in the this treasure of ziyarat, of Rasul and Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Ziyaratul Jami'ah is, as you know, is a ziyarat which we can read for all the Imams at any time. And in that, inshallah, I have in my mind, inshallah, to talk about certain details of and tashreeh of the Ziyaratul Jami'ah, inshallah, if Allah allows, I will talk about that. In one of the statements in Ziyaratul Jami'ah, we address the Ahlul Bayt by saying Sasatul Ibad. Right? They are the ones who are the political leaders of the people. Sasatul Ibad. All the Aimmah are Sasatul Ibad. So can when every Imam's Farida is to do Siyasat, become Sa'is, they are the ones who do siyasat. They politically rule over the people. They are the political leaders. Can a mu'min say, you know, fasl bain ad-din wa siyasa, that religion and siyasat are two separate things? All the imams are doing siyasat over the people. All of them. That's how we address them in the Ziyaratul Jami'ah. Siyasat al-ibad. So we find that obviously everything that Rasulullah had received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the ulum, he transferred all of his ulum to Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhimu salatu wa salam. Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha. Isn't that right? So, muttafaq bain al-fariqain, something accepted by all, you know, everyone, all the sects accept this hadith. Ana madinatul hikmat wa aliyun babuha. You know, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam is babu ilmin nabi. He is the door and gateway to the knowledge of Rasulullah, which is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the only way to reach towards the knowledge of Allah and knowledge of Rasulullah is to go to Imam Ali alayhi salam. If anybody turns towards anyone else, he is mahroom. He is deprived from the knowledge of Rasulullah. So anyone who obeys, who does the ittiba of anyone other than Amir al-Mu'mineen is mahroom from the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is proven in the light of the hadith of Madinat al-Ilm. And man atal buyuta min ghayri abwabiha udda sariqan. Then right, anyone who tries to come to the houses from anyone, any other side other than the doors is considered to be a thief. So basically, everything zakkani Rasulullah zakkan zakka. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, Prophet fed me. You know, this word in Arabic is usually used for the birds feeding their babies. So Prophet had fed me. So the knowledge has been given like this. Allamani Rasulullah alfa babin. Isn't it right? Rasulullah has taught me 1,000 chapters. And from each chapter, 1,000 chapters opened up for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So this is the knowledge being transferred from the Holy Prophet to Amir Mumin alayhi salam completely, fully. So everything is done ilqa, everything has been given to Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when he has this sort of ta'aleem and ta'adeeb from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it makes sense what we've learned in the hadith from Al-Kafi, that فَمَا فَوَّضَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi فَقَدْ فَوَّضَهُ إِلَيْنَا. Whatever Allah has given, whatever Allah has submitted to His Messenger, certainly He has submitted to us. So all the Imams received everything that Allah has given to Rasulullah. Everything. Other than obviously the mansab of Nubuwwat and Risalat, everything else they have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything similar has been given. And Amir Mumin alayhi salam says that in the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ba'atha Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa alihi bil haqq li yukhrija ibadahu min ibadati ibadihi ila ibadatihi. Certainly Allah sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with haqq, so that لِيُخْرِجَ عِبَادَهُ, so he can take out the servants of Allah from ibadat of the ibad, min ibadati ibadihi, from worshipping the people, ila ibadatihi, towards worshipping Allah. This is the job of Rasulullah, and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Rasulullah for doing this, that we can no longer be the abd and the slaves of the humans. We are not the abd of humans. We are the Rasulullah did this favor upon us. He taught us to become abd of Allah only. He took us out from the worship of the humans, fellow human beings, towards worship of Allah. وَمِنْ عُهُودِ عِبَادِهِ إِلَىٰ عُهُودِهِ. Allah took us out from serving the covenants and ahad of the people towards serving the covenant and ahad towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we only obey the ahad towards Allah, not towards the uhud, towards the people. وَمَنْ كَانَ وَمِنْ تَعَةِ عِبَادِهِ إِلَىٰ تَعَةِهِ. And Allah took us out from the ta'at and obedience of His servants towards His ta'at and obedience. This is in the Rawdatul Kafi. So, Alhamdulillah, because of this service of Rasulullah, we, the humanity, are taken out from worshipping the humans, and taken out from any ahad and uhud towards the humans, taken out from the ta'at and obedience towards the humans. We are only liable to have the ibadah, to do ibadat of Allah, and uhud towards Allah, and ta'at and obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the great benefits from the bi'sat of Rasulullah, which has countless benefits for the humanity, but one of the greatest benefits is this. So so basically what we were discussing is that iqamatul adl wal qist is one of the al-ahdaful mutawassita, you know. Like my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafadahullah was saying in his tafsir, that one of the middle level ahdaf of the Anbiya and Mursaleen Salamullahi Alayhim is Iqamatul Adl wal Qist, because it helps a Rasul or a Nabi to install, to take the people out from the Zulamat towards the Noor, which is Hadafun Nihai, the final goal for the creation of the humankind, is that the Anbiya and Mursaleen and A'imma alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah wants us to be taken out through the Anbiya and Mursaleen and A'imma from the Zulamat towards the Noor. So, and I already recited those, mentioned to you the three ayat of Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hadid verse 9, Surah Ibrahim verse 1, and Surah Ibrahim verse 5. These are the three ayat in the Holy Quran which are discussing الهدف النهائي, the final goal for the final goal of the Anbiya, which is taking the people out from Zulumat towards the Noor. Now, obviously, Iqamat al-Adl wal-Qist, installing the Hukumat of Adl and Qist and Justice, is middle-level goal, but it definitely helps us towards being taken out towards the Noor, because if the Nabi or the Rasul or the Imam just sits in the corner and doesn't make sure the society is taken out from the Zulumat towards the Noor, and just tells the Mas'ala, just, you know, tells the, does the Inzar and Tabshir, warns and gives the Basharat, warns about the Azab of Allah, Inzar, and Tabshir means giving Basharat about the Sawab and Jaza on the Day of Judgment. This is not going to take the people out from Zulumat towards the Noor. Just by telling the people and giving them the information, if you do the Salat, Allah will give you this much Jaza on the Day of Judgment. You think this is the only, this is the way which is with the whole society can be guided towards the Noor, from the, taken out from Zulumat? That's not possible. So this is why they have been working hard for Iqamatul Adl. And according to my teacher, Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafizahullah, if Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam was sitting in a corner and not claiming his haqq of walayat and hukumat and khilafat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the Khalifa of Allah, he is the Wali and Mawla and Hakim of the Muslimin, not Harun al-Rashid la'natullahi alayhi. It's Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam who is the Khalifa of Allah. If Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam is not claiming the Khilafat and Walayat and Hukumat, and he just sitting in a corner, why would Harun Rashid bother to send him into jail? Hey, do you send somebody into jail who is not a threat to your Hukumat? It's never going to happen like this. Isn't it right? He spent 14 years in the jail of Tawaghit. So this is because our Aimma alayhi salam had been working for the Iqamatul Adl throughout their life. The people did not support, that's a different story. People were jahil, and because of that, the Anbiya and the Aimma had been suffering because of this. So when the ayat which I recited in the beginning of my speech, before I come to the end, the ayat which I recited in the beginning of my speech, this is from Surah Dukhan, where Allah is narrating the incidents of Hazrat Musa.